And now for some expert advice from the experts at Upstate. Dr. Howard Simon, the director of Upstate's bariatric surgery program, shares what advice he gives to people who are morbidly obese and want to consider their surgical options.
Morbid obesity is a very prevalent disease. There's over 20 million Americans that are morbidly obese. We know that for the vast majority, well over 95%, they will not lose weight long-term without an operation. That's the most important thing to know. I think the reason only 2 or 3% of the people who are morbidly obese who've ever had an operation are perceptions about the safety of the operation, the efficacy. Well, we know that it's the only thing that works. And at this point, the statistics have changed dramatically over the past 20 years. Our mortality is less than having a hip replaced. It's extremely low. But it's not zero. Any operation, whether it's a hysterectomy or a pancreas operation or even a gallbladder, occasionally people have complications and die. But it's incredibly unusual. And obviously the benefits of getting to a healthy weight are almost incalculable. We know that the incidence of premature death is dramatically reduced in people who have had bariatric surgery. We know the incidence of cancer is actually less in people who have had bariatric surgery. So there's no downside to the outcome, but it's only natural and normal for people to be concerned about an operation. I think the resistance to operations, which I think was significant when I first started doing this 12, 13 years ago, is basically gone now because people realize that it works, it's very safe, and that really it's the only way to treat this small group of patients who are morbidly obese. And it's actually not small anymore.